You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the BingeCast.
Welcome to the BingeCast commentary for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I'm Moreno. I'm here with Mr. Pete MC and Mr. J.E. Kupka. What's going on, boys?
Happening.
Hello, hello.
We are doing this in lieu of a new BingeCast for the first week of 2018. And we thought we'd give the Bingers a little bit of a treat as they're on their 15th viewing of Episode 8.
Now, if we really wanted to be all kind and shit, we could maybe allegedly do a commentary for Last Jedi, but I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
Allegedly, that could happen. Allegedly, that might be a good idea.
Okay.
Allegedly.
We'll have to talk about that allegedly off air.
Allegedly, that might be a good idea. I don't know why I just repeated myself. All right, we're all queued up to the Lucasfilm, fading into Lucasfilm logo. And I'm just going to wait on you guys. How about that?
Wait on me for the what? We're going to say go or you're going to say go?
We'll do 3, 2, 1, and then go. Go means you hit play.
So we're not going on 3. We're going 3, then go. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave a weapon this shit. All right, you boys ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, and if it sounds like one of us is in an airplane hangar, it's currently 1 degree in the great city of Chicago, so.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. A little chilly. But you know what this means? And people complain about this shit. I mean, I complain about it today because I walked around in it. But once this happens, when it's 20 degrees outside, 20 degrees feels fucking wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
It feels so fucking good, and I can't wait for 20 degrees. But we digress. You know where it wasn't cold? Whatever planet fucking Luke Skywalker vanished to.
Octo? Something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. So we got our opening crawl. Opening crawl is always good.
Saw this for the first time last week. And
yeah, I thought you had already seen it before.
No. It was wanted to see this and Rogue One, which I still haven't seen before I watched Episode 8, so.
You know, being a guy who's not really a Star Wars guy, as you alluded to slightly in a little bit on this past BingeCast, your opinion actually matters more to a guy like me because you're not, you're kind of an unbiased opinion at that point. You want just a movie that can stand alone by itself, be entertained, don't give a shit about all the fucking, you know, canon and everybody's up in arms over. You just want a good film.
Yeah. And I, you know, I can fall into that realm of, you know, because I do like high fantasy and science fiction. So, like, I love world building and all that, and I can get into it. But for this series, I just don't have that attachment to it. Like, I just judge them based on the movie itself. No, but something about, you know, watching this for the first time and then watching Episode 8, you know. Get that opening scrawl, you get the music, can't help but turn into a fucking 9-year-old boy.
Well, and those are the things that I kind of discussed going into the new trilogy, realizing that we're getting different directors. You know, what is it that makes a Star Wars film a Star Wars film? And to me, it's the opening crawl, it's the wipes, and it's the way it kind of, you know, closes out at the end. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, you know, I really don't. I think, you know, you have enough there to give a director his own style in a film because it's usually about what's on the screen in front of you at that point. While granted, there are, you know, guys who use certain wipes, things like that. Yeah, I don't think that takes away from their overall feel of the movie.
Yeah.
So.
There were a couple.
So those things that happened to you, you were on board with because that's Star Wars to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there were definitely one or two, like, loud, out loud, fuck yes moments in Force Awakens for me.
Please tell us.
What was up?
Tell us what they were when they arrived.
One was...
No, you have to scream fuck yes again when they happen.
Yeah, I will. No, one was Rey using the Force to grab the lightsaber at the end. That was fucking awesome. And then there was probably another one, too. I don't remember.
Well, we'll be reminded when it happens again.
Yeah, when you hear a loud fuck yes, then that will be that moment.
Now, I brought this up the other day, and we're going to get to it in a moment, but I was doing a rewatch in preparation for Last Jedi myself. I think I was actually before my third viewing of The Last Jedi. Now, they tell them to kill all the people, all the residents here, this little planet, and they go ahead and blow up Poe's fucking ship. Even if they were on a just destroy everything, don't you think they're smart enough to be, or is that kind of one of those things of this is why they're not as great as we think they are because there is this fallibility with them? Like, I thought they would have used that to try and track. You disabled it, so fucking let's look at tracking shit. Or do they, you know, is that the hyperdrive shit for?
I don't fucking know.
I guess Pete will give us his answer if he ever comes back.
No, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes.
I was messing around with some settings over here.
Oh, we can hear you.
Stop it.
Okay. Sorry, Cup Guy. I wasn't listening. I heard hyperdrive and...
Why instead of using Poe's ship to try and track them or find out some information, why did they just fucking blow it up? Is that to show that the First Order isn't as strong as this, you know, as the Empire was? It's more of a, I don't want to say a level playing field, but we're brought down a little bit, or is that just something that they fucked up on?
They probably just blew it up before anyone could get away, not even thinking.
But they did it afterwards. Like, it was when they were leaving. It's really weird. I mean, you'll see when it happens. They already captured Poe. It's when they tell him to kill all the people.
Already destroyed. That's why he didn't take off. No.
No. No. They disabled it. They shot out the engine. But after they kill everybody, and you find out that Finn isn't, is somehow reborn. They show him blowing it up after that.
Maybe it was no use to them. Maybe there was nothing they could do with it.
But how do they know if they don't look? That's my point. Or was his force so strong that he was like, fuck it, just kill it? And why did anybody ask this shit when, you know, this movie came out instead of pissing all over Last Jedi? Twats.
And they had pilot of.
That's true. You're cutting out in and out a little bit, sir.
God.
Half time you cut out, it sounded like you were censoring yourself, so that was kind of funny.
Hearing it too on my end, I'm just listening. You're the heater, and then the cuts, and then the heater.
Now the difference, there's a difference between Kylo Ren's voice in this movie than there is in the next movie, right? That episode 8? They sounded different to me.
Well, he barely has the helmet on.
Well, yeah, that's because the helmet in the second one, he gets told to take it off because he looks like a little bitch, and And then from that point on, he has there's no mask.
No, I know the difference between him talking with it and without it. I'm just saying,
it sounds different.
No, when he has the mask on, like, his voice sounds different.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and to me it does.
I'll have to look. I might be going again for the fourth time on Friday.
I went today for number 3.
And?
Went with my nephew, and it was great. Again.
What did you get, 11 out of 10 this time?
Fucking 12.
Nice. I do kind of like how Kylo Ren just gets frustrated and just hauls off and just fucking just starts bashing shit with his lightsaber. Yeah.
It's great.
Like a fucking baby.
And that's so this takes place 30 years after the last one. Do we know how old Kylo and Rey are? Because that's one of the things I was struggling with Last Jedi is, you know, depending on their age, there may be some other, there may be acceptable points to the storyline that some people are calling bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pete, do you know if we know their actual age or no?
I don't know their age. I hope it's not part of a storyline. I don't think. I mean, do we know how old?
Do we Luke think? Was? Do we think 18 to 22, or more like 24 to 28?
I was thinking between like 21 and 26.
Thinking between 21 and 26. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. It seems that Rey's younger than Kylo Ren still.
Yes. Yes, which brings, okay, so I'll ask this question because it's been brought up to me and we can talk about this thing. Do you think that, or do, would you be accepting if Rey turns out to be Han Solo's daughter after Leia? Because he and Leia clearly did not stay together. He went out fucking, kept on being a scoundrel, kept on being a fucking smuggler, whatever. So you think that's possible?
It could be, I kind of don't care what her lineage is.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
And they kind of, you know, they did say that she's no one in the Last Jedi. Spoiler alert! But could that also that could easily be swept aside as the use of force trickery? You know,
like I agree.
So that's going to be one of the biggest points of contention in the next film, and that's the point that people are going to miss. Is that it could be bullshit. Like, so when, and I think Rian Johnson wanted to do that because he didn't want to take on the responsibility of giving her parents. Because there's no, there would have been bigger backlash of giving, of selecting somebody than saying nobody at all. Yeah, he did the easy thing, but it still wasn't that fucking easy of a decision.
Yeah, he gave himself an out for sure.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now
the goggles right there are like stormtrooper helmet goggles.
Are they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because she's a scavenger. She finds all this shit and she uses it. I got a little input here. I did a J.J. Abrams commentary, so I'll throw in little shit here and there.
All right. Yeah, because I got into a discussion with some people who had seen Jedi who kind of hated it.
Okay.
And their big thing was Rey's parentage. Like, the Force has to come from somewhere. And I was like, yeah, I don't think it needs to come from anywhere.
See, like, and
I don't
this
think
is
we
what
need to understand that it fucking definitely comes from your parents or whatever, because, like, how do you explain, like, the Jedi Council in the prequels?
Well, and this is where Lucas fucked shit up by introducing midichlorians. The Force was originally just this unknown, this essence, this, you know, the universe. That's what it is, and that's what I still, and that's what they kind of try to get back to with this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene in the I think it's episode one where he gets his midichlorian count red, and it's like off the charts, and it's like you just did that right there, destroyed any ethos of. Or not ethos, but just fucking mysticism of the Force. Like, why do that?
Mm-hmm.
So this, especially in this end of Jedi, when we see someone use the Force, it's like, yeah, it just further goes to show that it could be anyone, at least as far as we know.
Yeah, yeah. This was a fucking great reveal.
Yeah.
Star Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you clearly heard so many arguments about this movie and Jedi before going into it. Were you still able to keep an open mind and just kind of go into it with, I don't fucking care, because you weren't as big of a fan, or were you swayed one way or the other a little bit, or were you looking for certain things specifically?
You know, I was thinking about that too going into this, and I couldn't really remember any of the discussions. So I was, like, looking to see, like, is something going to piss me off right now? And, like, nothing obviously did, but, like, I really couldn't remember any of the criticisms of this movie until the end. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, this is derivative. I have seen it before.
Okay.
Simon Pegg.
That's Simon Pegg?
Yeah. Had a cop.
It looks like it's shit.
DGI.
I don't think I knew that.
No?
No.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, clearly. Going back and watching this after seeing the Last Jedi, there is so much setup of her character and knowledge of the Force, and just in these opening scenes of this movie, she's clearly someone who's educated herself in all these ways. That's why she knew about the Millennium Falcon and the, you know, Han Solo and his legend and story, and that's. It's essentially what these are supposed to be, is these stories that we tell, which, again, you see more of this in The Last Jedi, where you see these tales told to you or you overhear that just suck you in and you want to be a part of that world. You know, and it's just another aspect. There is no one way about her, which is why I think we haven't. Yes, she uses the Force, but it hasn't been. Granted, she's still learning to use it, but she may be a more balanced character. And maybe that's where these characters are going. Would you guys be okay with that? Or do you want particular people who are just unbelievable badasses with only the Force?
Well, I think for me, for her character, I think it kind of takes away from her character that the Force, or how she became as independent and strong as she is now, is anchored to something else instead of, like, her dealing with a shitty situation and learning how to kind of survive as a scavenger.
So if there is something else behind it, so like the Force, that it's using that as a cop-out?
Yeah, it kind of takes away from her being, you know...
A badass.
This, yeah, an independently trained badass. Oh, and to go back to your other question about her parentage and whether or not Han Solo is a part of that or whatever, like, I feel like, wouldn't he recognize her?
Well, and so there's a scene in this, and this is why I have this problem with him not being associated with her. When she gets onto Falcon and they're either arriving or just leaving, and she talks about never being able to see that much grass before. Mm-hmm. His reaction is more on a personal level than as somebody who would be, you know, just like, yeah, that sucks. Like, you just meet somebody, they were trying to steal your ship, or they stole your ship, you got them back, like, there's just been this whole moment. You're not... It seemed very personal. So that's why I feel like there is some real weight with that statement of him being that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, people will instantly go to, well, Harrison Ford was just being a dick actor that year, you know, reprising all these roles. I don't feel that way at all. I feel he actually cared about this one. And I really believe when he stepped foot in that Falcon, he was fucking happy.
So the door closed on his leg and broke it.
Yep. Forgot about that. Holy shit, that's right. That's a how long did that didn't delay things, they just kind of had to change a few things, right?
Yeah, I think they shot around, you know, him and then
right. Forgot about the broken leg. Now, having seen the first or the OG three, or at least two of the three, did any of this kind of throwback bother you at all?
No, not at all.
Nah, not really.
Needed to be there.
Right, like that's one of the things I felt that Lucas did solidify with the prequels was that everything's cyclical. So you're going to, and you know, it's always with the same kind of bloodline or whatever. So you do need to have kind of that, I already saw that before moment. You just have to do it in a, a better way, or more so pertaining to that character's storyline as opposed to just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Mm.
You got to look at it as like kids that parents that had kids and their parents talking about Star Wars, right? And then showing them the old movies and stuff, and then going into this movie, those new kids are Rey in this. They know the myth of the Force, and they know the myth of the Falcon and Han and Luke and stuff. So I think that's a really cool, you know, sideline story for these actual viewers going into this movie. So I thought it was, I think it's a smart move by, you know, JJ and Lawrence Kasdan, the writers, saying, listen, we know you guys know about this stuff, and we're going to play it off like the storyline is rumors, and then we're going to show you fucking really what happened. Like Han just saying the Force, it's real, you know, later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that story. Like, you know, it's like Kupka, like if you were Rey or something, and then you've seen Han Solo and he's like, yep, it's real. Kind of like that, kind of fairy tale.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that whole thing.
Yeah, it brought it back to more of that mystical science fiction feel as opposed to the science behind it or whatever. Like, we as, you know, and that's, I mean, that's the great thing about films, right? I mean, that's part of why guys like us got into it, is that play and make-believe. Like, when you start deconstructing this world you built in an explanatory manner, when that's one of the driving forces behind it, is fuck, you know, what? How powerful is the Force? Well, you know what? It doesn't fucking matter, because it all depends on, you know, unless you're an Immaculate Conception, which, you know, again, whatever, is all dependent on your midichlorian count. So then are we going to get stories about, you know, blood doping by taking people's midichlorians from them? Like, come on. You know, you just go down this really weird path.
Yeah, I think what you can only do is take what they give you and be happy or not happy about it, and don't fucking burn your brain thinking what if, or what if they did this?
How come? And there's so much time between all of these movies that it got fucked up along the way. And this was, and I've said it since the beginning, you know, people, you know, South Park made fun of it. The Memba Berries basically came from this. This is, and you just alluded to it, this is what you needed. You needed to bridge that gap. You needed to give, this movie was for the prequel kids. This was their Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I don't, and this movie, you know, even went further away, and we talked about it before in the spoiler cast. Like, it's, there's something bigger going on here. And the more I watched Force Awakens, the more I love it. You know, I moved it from my third favorite to fourth favorite, but I don't know. It may be because of, you know, it's the introduction to all these new characters. Mm-hmm. May move back, because that's awesome. That's what we needed. Star Wars needed new lifeblood.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea that they they introduce new characters, somewhat of a new storyline, but like, the setup is very familiar because it's easier to digest instead of something that's completely off the walls new.
Yeah.
Because if you do off the walls new, you're going to get that complaint. There was so much they tried to do in 2 hours. You know, there is no winning. And we've said this before, that Star Wars fans are the worst thing about Star Wars, and they hate Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know. It's fucking, I love this shit.
I love it. Right here, man.
Yeah.
Like, best buds for life. Like,
right.
First flight out.
and that's what all these characters have. They have these similar characteristics. Like, that right there would be a Han and Lando moment. But they're not going to be those people, as we come to find out as the story goes on. So, you know, there's been this guessing game since the beginning. So I hope it fucking continues till an hour into the fucking episode 9. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that we have so many questions.
Everything looks great in this movie, man. JJ really went above and beyond with practical shit and just CGI so well.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of also what made the OG so badass. It was like, we're taking these fucking models that we created. You know, we're green screening the environment for the, you know, some of the part, but otherwise, this is all real shit. New ways of shooting. New fucking model. Like, oh my god. People miss that part of it.
And he brought it back with this one. I mean, the prequel, I think it was just green screen.
Yeah.
This one model in that movie.
That was Lucas trying to take that technology available and do something as opposed to create, where this is, you know, the ability to do either, but knowing what made the first films fucking great.
But I guess he was looking at it, I mean, obviously as a business, but just for ILM alone, like, look what we could do now, and then everyone's hiring them.
Right.
CGI bullshit. Like, fucking John Carter. Looks like a prequel.
Come on, that was a good one.
I haven't even seen that yet.
Me either. That fucking chrome stormtrooper is a shit.
That's, what's her name?
Phasma, and I don't think she's dead, by the way.
Gwendolyn Christie from US Game of Thrones. Alex.
Oh, is it? Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that costume was fucking tits.
What I heard was her name's Phasma. JJ was like a huge Phantasm fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that chrome ball that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had, he kind of based that design around that and then called it Phasma.
Well, it's way shinier in Last Jedi.
Yeah. For sure.
This explosion was practical. With him right there.
Mm.
And they probably didn't tell him about it either. He said, hey, wait, just stand there for a second.
I got a surprise for you. This guy, Boyega, man. I've only seen him in Attack the Block before this. I mean, I don't know if he's been
there. So good.
This guy's fucking so good.
He was in... What the fuck else was he in that I just recently saw?
No.
You know what? I haven't watched that yet. But yes, that was one of the movies he's been in.
Which one?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Detroit.
If only I were on a fucking website that might be able to tell me
what
a
movie. Good luck.
Almost like I, you know, might have already been there even. Oh, now he's going by John Boyega.
What was he going as?
I think it was Johnny, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe it always has been, John.
Johnny Boyega.
He was in 24. That's what I'm thinking of. He was in 24, Live Another Day.
I want to walk on one of these sets one day.
Yeah, he actually had a good year last year. He was in The Circle, Detroit, and Star Wars. This year he has Pacific Rim. Well, 2018 he's got Pacific Rim Uprising, which I know Alex is super excited about.
So happy.
And episode 9 in 2019. Are you even going to give this one a chance or no?
Yeah, I'll go see that dumb shit.
Okay.
Pacific?
Yeah. Yep. I'm due for a rewatch on that.
Yeah, you are. You can't wait to see me.
You know what? I you'll probably still call it a fucking piece of shit, but I'd like your honest opinion after it, because seeing it from a different perspective, knowing what he was going for this time around, I am really interested to see if you like it anymore or not. I still don't think you will, but I would hope you would.
So this is Ray's like first sign of that she could defend herself, where people were complaining that she'd fucking pick up a lightsaber at the end and destroy shit, but she could hold her own here.
Well, yeah, that's the whole angle of her being an independent woman. It's like, stop holding my fucking hand.
Yeah. Just beats the fuck out of them.
Yeah. That's a good...
And then it even goes so far as him saying, oh, what happened after waking up after he was knocked the fuck out? Like,
wait, is he okay? BB-8 is my boy.
It's my fucking boy, yo, BB-8.
Dude, man, if you got a little extra cash to throw around, I highly recommend, while it's still on sale, that Lego set I got.
Oh, yeah?
It's a badass set, man. It's fucking functional, dude.
What, moves?
Yep. Head bobs up and down, probably about 4 inches, and then also rotates. And then the other side that you can spin shoots out his lighter. Oh, nice. And then you can pull it back in.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah, it's super sweet. And it's got a really cool stand on it for it, too.
Yeah, I don't know how they made him so fucking likable, like within the seconds of the opening.
He's like a dog. Reminds
me of a dog. Yeah, exactly. That's why. As Poe fucking scratches his belly when they get reunited in Jedi.
Yeah.
Lucadoke. There he goes, Lucadoke. Trouble. Take a shit outside. And I believe this is her first thing, Daisy Ridley. Right?
I think so.
Ready for first huge.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this movie's 2 years old already.
It's crazy.
I can't believe that she's only 25 years old.
Be careful.
What's that?
Danny Louise's wife you're talking about there. Be careful.
Yeah, I don't see a ring on that finger. She did a lot of shorts and some TV spots.
Okay.
But starting in 2013, so she actually kind of shot. And then she was in... they have it listed, but she was in Skrull in 2015. And then, she was in Star Wars. Or on the Express Star Wars. So she actually is just now having... She's going to be in Ophelia and Peter Rabbit as Cottontail in 2018.
Hmm.
And then has two Episode 9 and Chaos Walking in 2019. So we'll see if she's got any range outside of, a badass chick who knows how to use the Force.
Yeah. You don't have much to do in 4-8.
Is that worth any time at all? Like, any block of 220 where I was like, you know what? I should watch this.
Nah.
All right, cool.
Which one is it?
The new Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, okay.
Alex, was this a fuck yeah moment for you when they pan over to see the ship?
Yeah.
This was one of them? And the way they set it up, too.
Is yeah. Great. Garbage it is.
Garbage. The fucking music.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. So great.
So she doesn't recognize it from the outside, but from the inside? Like she realizes where she is when she's inside?
Oh, she only knows the name of the ship. She doesn't know what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I would think, how would she? She's a scavenger, so she's not getting any kind of reading materials, and how much of that is documented? Because, yeah. Those are one-off ships. You know, it's like the custom stuff, whereas mm-hmm. it's not a Death Star or something. Or not the Death Star, Star Destroyer.
Yeah, because she says later on, like, this is the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah. Yeah, after he says...
She has no idea what ship this is. She thinks it's garbage, so it's definitely not the Millennium Falcon to her right now.
Right.
I love this. They're fucking destroying the ship. Here he is, Simon Fat Peg. That's a very prequel reaction right
there. That's a much better homage to the Vader yell of
Episode 3. Yeah. Here's the trailer. Boom, right there. Trailer shot.
Now, let me tell you guys something.
Please do.
Two things happened to me during my Last Jedi viewing. One was I released all over the back of the person in front of me, like, so I apologize for that. Okay. But
good thing they had 3D glasses on.
Seriously, though, not having seen anything but the first trailer was awesome. And I highly recommend doing that for all future movies that you really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, seeing this movie multiple times, or the new movie multiple times, and the same thing happened when this came out, I just forgot about it. You see the same fucking trailers each and every goddamn time. And let me tell you, that chick volleyball movie doesn't look any better the fourth time than it did the first time.
Saw that today.
Oh my god. I did finally get the
Ready Player
Infinity
One.
War trailer.
Oh, did you get Ready Player One?
I did not get Ready Player One.
I got Infinity War, Girl Volleyball, and Ready Player One today.
Really?
You only got three?
What?
You only got three?
I think I only got three, yeah.
That's amazing, no, because...
And a Wrinkle in Time, which...
Ooh, how's that look?
It looks terrible.
I really want that movie to be called Girl Volleyball. It's right there in the title.
It would be a better movie.
By the way, I didn't mention this in my review of Mother, but Jennifer Lawrence looking a little Helen Hunt-ish in it. Because Helen Hunt's in Girl Volleyball movie.
Yes.
It just reminded me of that. I was like,
you're correct.
No. I hope not.
I don't know. I think has she had work done? I can't remember.
Who, Helen Hunt?
Jennifer Lawrence. Because I feel like she definitely had makeup done for the movie for a specific reason.
Okay.
And that she doesn't look like that normally, or that was just after she had work done. I can't remember, but I don't think she has. I would hope not. She didn't fucking need it. At least I didn't think so. I think this year we actually have a picture of Donald K. Overstreet for any people playing the Binge Media Fantasy Movie League. New season starts up March 1st, folks. Keep a lookout for the top 100 in the near future. So we are 36 minutes in, and we've established all of our characters and pretty much where things are going. And I couldn't be happier about it. I mean, there's a map. Got to get it to the fucking rebels, and you know, cool shit happened. I don't see how anybody could have a problem with this at this point.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed how quickly this movie moves.
The pacing is pretty great, and I feel that same way about the second one as well. Or episode 9. What is going on over there?
Why?
Oh, it sounds like somebody's like breathing into something. You got Vader on the other line. So here's one of Kylo Ren's little bitch fits that you like so much.
I fucking love his bitch fits. Sitting there laughing my ass off the whole time.
He's like a whiny fucking 6-year-old. He's the guy you would want to beat the shit out of in high school.
That's what Luke thought, too. We're going to fucking kill this kid.
Yep. fucking Finn just trying to get his dick wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a question that was asked to me the other day. Has it ever bothered you guys? Why can some people understand droids? Or no, how can everybody understand droids? And why can only certain people understand, you know, like Han can understand Chewie, but yeah, they can't. Like, why is that?
Yeah, that kind of bothers me. If I had to nitpick something in the series, that kind of bothers me.
Pete, what do you think about that?
Well, let me make sure you can hear me before I get...
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Thank God. Just to further the story along, I guess. Like it's a...
Like, yeah, like, you know, you can't explain everything.
People just can. That's it. I think it's funny when people are like, what does he say? What did he say? Kind of like later on, they use that device when... They rescue Rey and Chewie.
Right, right, right.
It's noise, and she's like, "What did he?" Or this is what did he say? And she's like, "It was all your." Like, it kind of impacted a little bit more.
Right.
It's just, I guess, a storytelling device or a dialogue device, I guess.
Makes sense.
Better than him saying, "It was all my idea."
I kind of chalked it up to, like, if you hang around a droid long enough or a Wookiee long enough, then you just kind of understand.
You just know, yeah.
I know when Luke has to go to his shit, piss. He doesn't know. Now, this reveal. This is the king of all reveals right here.
Yeah, this is pretty great.
Was this another fucking moment?
In this movie and in 8, I was, A little distracted by their dentures.
Yeah, you know, when you brought it up, on the Benchcast, I could not disagree with you. There was always, especially Carrie Fisher, like, there was some...
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hans is distracting. I didn't even notice it.
His is okay, but hers is bad.
Yeah, hers is pretty bad.
I thank God Harrison Ford was Han Solo in this movie.
Who else would he have been?
Harrison Ford miserable.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, he brought back the energy that Han had back in the day. And I'm so happy. If he didn't, this movie would have been ruined, I think.
Everyone talks shit about Kylo Ren being a Darth Vader fanboy, but she's like totally fangirling all over Solo right now. Which it kind of made me want him to be her father.
I was like, is that
going to be the reveal? Or
right. Old boy style. And that's further along. People think there's this love triangle. That's what happens to Finn and what's her name when she kisses him in Jedi?
Rose.
Yeah. It's like that's what she's doing. She's fangirling out.
Yeah.
That's all that is. It's everybody meeting their heroes. God, I didn't want Han to die.
Spoiler alert.
So, Pete, like, for those that haven't heard the story before, you're going to have to tell it again. You had Han Solo's demise spoiled for you in the most unfortunate of circumstances because you couldn't even hit the person and get away with it because you'd go to jail for a really long time.
Yeah, this kid had to have been like 6 or 7. With his family. I'm standing at the kiosk picking my tickets, thinking I'm avoiding the line for the box office. As I'm printing them out, the little kid walks into the box office and says, "I can't believe they killed Han Solo." Whipped my head around and I yelled at his parents, "Are you kidding me? Can't let him do that in here." And they just kind of like rushed him out of the theater. And I was like, I turned to my wife and I said, I don't know if I want to go in now. Like, I was debating to just skip this movie because I was so pissed. And it sucked because since he's been on screen at that theater, I was waiting for, oh, is this going to be the scene? Is this going to be the scene? Mm-hmm. It's going to be like just.
Yeah.
You can't even relax and enjoy the movie.
No, because I knew something was coming and it's just. It sucked. It really did suck. But luckily for Last Jedi, I had nothing spoiled, or nobody ever said anything to me. And I was actually wearing earbuds from the car to my seats, blasting music.
I like it.
Ears, because I didn't want to
trust those little cunts.
Trust those cunny cunts.
I don't blame you. And you know, it's weird. I thought about it a lot. The second time I went to go see it. So we're hanging around in the lobby, and that's what movie theaters these days have nice lobbies, grab some food, couple bars in them. Like, you're hanging out. Yeah. Either you're stopping after you're leaving or you're hanging out beforehand. And if this is your first, second, third, second, third or fourth viewing, and you're talking about it with friends who have also seen it multiple times, like, what do you do? Do you have to like hold a sign that says first time seeing this movie, don't fucking talk about it as I'm walking by you? Like, what are you supposed to do?
You just gotta be careful. Like I did. I had to fucking blast.
Or if you go to the assigned seating theater, just fucking show up at showtime. So you could avoid all that stuff.
Yeah. These are the two guys from the Raid over here. The lead guy. No, I'm serious.
Oh, he's not lying.
I thought the other guy was from fucking Die Hard and Lethal Weapon.
Well, these two guys right there.
Yeah, the guy on the left, the long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is Genghis Khan and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And I feel like they were so. When I saw those guys, I actually heard those guys were going to be in this. And then when I saw them, I'm like, fuck, we're going to get some cool martial arts here.
Mm-hmm.
Useless.
I was actually expecting a lot more out of this scene than them getting unleashed. Like, I was hoping for some fighty-fighty.
Especially from the guys from the Raid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you do get Han Solo running from another giant ball right now. Like in Indiana.
Nice.
and the classic Indiana punch.
Yeah.
Huge. Didn't enjoy these creatures too much.
Yeah, that wasn't blown away by him.
But I think it's just a bigger spectacle for the younger kids.
Yeah.
I think it's a throwback to the Rancor Pit.
I guess. But it was one-on-one.
Right.
Speaking of Rancor Pit, he didn't even use the Force in that Rancor Pit, did he? He's throwing rocks. Right?
I think, not the Rancor Pit, the,
Sarlacc Pit?
Sarlacc Pit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he uses the Force at the Sarlacc Pit.
Right, yeah. Oh, they're throwback to the Sarlacc Pit. My bad.
Rancor, Sarlacc. She doesn't take credit for this. Noble move. She could have easily said, I saved your ass, bitch. Cupga, do you love fucking Han taking the Chewie's gun?
I do.
I fucking love it, man.
But here's what I don't...
Talk to me.
So he has that wow moment. Oh, I guess, okay. I don't know. I got to watch it again this time. So later on, when he uses it again,
okay,
when he when he asks for it, it's almost like the first time. Like, it's weird. It feels a little off to me.
He's that impressed.
Again? So you think he's got, like, this was like the holy shit, I need to do that again, and then the second time was like, wow, that is really fucking awesome?
Yeah, and that was, I think this was indoors, and then the next one's outdoors. Maybe the gun is different in practice.
I could buy that for a dollar.
Let's dissect that scene when it comes up.
Okay, we will.
Oh, love that. The detonator. Is it the detonator? No, not the detonator.
No, that was the thing that he was fighting when he was...
Yeah. The thing that he practices with, yeah. How am I supposed to see with the blast shield down? Whiny Luke. That's cool how they felt the impact of that Falcon. Scottish.
The droid they want. Get it? Good one.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Base. Now, when I first saw this, I'm like, who the fuck is this giant?
Mm-hmm.
I was a little upset.
You know, I couldn't remember what the fuck you were talking about when you said the whole giant thing, and now it makes sense. Although, I feel, don't you know that he's a projection here?
Not yet.
No, because it's like a phone call. It, like, fades out that way. That's mm-hmm. right.
That's the only way you know, but right now this guy
and
looks...
Yeah, he's in a... Yeah. No, I thought he was fucking huge as well.
Because there's nothing behind him. You don't see anything... Like, you don't see through him.
Right. Yeah. And they made this big-ass fucking throne for him.
Well, I think the throne's a projection, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. But maybe not those stairs.
No, I like that he just told his red guards, like, fucking make this giant throne for my projection. When I'm doing other shit, but I still need to be in another place at the same time.
Come on, look how clear that is for a projection.
Yeah. The technology is pretty good.
Look what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, my FaceTime is not this. And that's Andy Serkis, Alex, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just telling. I'm sure you know. I'm just giving you the
That's tidbit. For the audience.
Oh, yeah. Hey, audience members. Andy Serkis.
His throne is fucking projection. Ah, god damn it. My fucking theory's gone.
That'd be funny that they built the throne for the projection.
They're like, sir, you're only 5'9". He's like, I need a throne built for a 10-foot man.
This scene is Peter Mayhew, I heard. Not the other ones, really.
Oh.
Have legs, so... I think the other guys were talking about the new Baca on past shows.
I do like the humor in these two movies.
Right? Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Not campy. It's fucking legit.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks. Like people just looking at you. So.
I got a question for you guys that I'm going to tie into Star Wars because it kind of picks up right after Star Wars finishes. Do you think, in any way, shape, or form, knowing that essentially Star Wars is just a movie about going from planet to planet, that Avatar could actually work as a series? Because Episode 9 is 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar 2 is 2020. 3 is 2021. It's a break for 23 and 24, or 22 and 23. And then again, 24, 25, which I'll have to look to see 22 and 23. It's probably fucking Star Wars movies. Like, is this all we should expect going forward is just these franchises? Like, how difficult is it going to be to find a good fucking... Like, I saw somebody comment, I think it was actually Jimmy O, in the Fox-Disney deal, that if they close, what is it, Fox? What is Fox's Searchlight, whatever their indie division is? Yeah. Fox Searchlight. Yeah, I agree. If that gets shut down, that's going to fucking blow. Do you think we're going to have that problem, or is it just that much more pronounced because there's not that much diversity amongst the big blockbusters, that there is just franchises instead of, you know, five different Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
They just make so much fucking money.
So it's going to happen, but you can still find the movies that you want in the fucking Three Billboards.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think it's going to change it all that way, or is it just that we're only focused on these so much because there isn't a diversity? Like, it's Star Wars and Avatar for the next fucking 10 years, and then what?
Well, hopefully your Avatar fucking, no one goes to see that.
Well, I'll be there fucking opening day, I'll tell you that right now.
What?
I love the first fucking Avatar.
Oh, I think it's terrible.
It's everything people say it is, but again, that's a world I'm interested in. So
yeah, if they re-release that in Dolby Atmos, I'm there. I'm totally going to see it.
Like,
these are Avatar buddies.
It is such a technical marvel as well because of what Cameron did, not only for the 3D aspect of it.
Just missed the luck, Kafka.
What?
Just missed the luck.
I did. Did you see it though?
Because of course I've seen this movie fucking 30 times. Look, you're talking about.
You liar.
I swear to God, it's like a side, like a half smile, side grin, but then he's like, fuck, I kind of fucked up.
Right, he like puts his head down, like it's, I don't know.
I know the look, I just wanted you to comment on it. Talk about
it. Well, I've already said it about it. I was looking for people's other views upon it.
This isn't the Avatar Awakens, let's go. Get on track.
Are you excited for Han Solo?
Fuck no. Give a shit less about that movie.
Alright. Will you be seeing it?
You should watch it and then spoil it for somebody in the lobby.
Box office or the launch app. Mm-hmm. And say, Han Solo doesn't die.
Not this one anyway.
Neither does Lando. I'll watch it on AMG in three different settings. Sitting.
Okay.
Take a little shit in between. That's how much I care. I don't care. You want someone else to play fucking Han Solo? Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. I'm just curious. And this is the other thing, when the fact that he's taking her aboard, like, as crew, like, shit, I can make up for this, like, I don't know.
Listen, I'll take this as, you're gonna hear a ton of shit for that.
No, absolutely, that's fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Kenobi's daughter, I'm cool with, you're gonna get shit, like, no matter who she is.
I want her to be no one. I would prefer her to be no one.
Yeah,
I really
me
would.
Too.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'd be cool if she was a Kenobi for somehow.
No, at this point, I want her to be no one. I really do.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
If they give her someone, I guess we'll see when that time comes. But that's her. That's the immaculate conception of this film. The fact that she does come from no one.
And then
if that's truly what Lucas was trying to get at with the Force when he, that she gave birth to Vader, you know, there was no father type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how they do it.
How did BB get up those stairs?
He rolled, man. Or hopped. I don't know.
He rolled downstairs in a scene coming up. I'll make sure you see that.
I love the music in this place.
Written by Lin-Manuel Miranda and J.J. Abrams.
Right, yeah.
Oh, nothing.
Love a good record scratch moment. With fucking live band playing.
Yeah. Oz. think she's the only CGI in this whole bar.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Fucking jamming.
Look at that. Is that Moe's fucking open mic?
Hell yeah. This is Moe's. This is what Moe's looks like after fucking $2 whiskeys.
Moe's Canada. I love the sound. The sound of it, Joy.
Fucking rat bastard.
Shit, that's a shirt. Did you, Alex, when you watched this last week,
mm-hmm.
did you go start to finish? Did you stop on the phone at all?
Oh, I definitely stopped. I passed out at some point. But, no, I was going to say, like, I thought this was, like, a really cool angle for Kylo Ren to be a Vader fanboy.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to that whole thing of establishing new character while having something familiar in the background to kind of, I don't know, even the playing field a bit.
Yeah. Someone asked me, was at one of my family's Christmas parties, and they were like, did it bother you that Adam Driver is Kylo Ren? I'm like, I didn't even know Adam Driver before this movie. I think everyone was
watching.
Yeah, he was on that HBO show, I guess. Girls or some shit.
Yeah.
I never even seen that. So
yeah, me either.
I think that's better because I think people kind of
like, had an expectation.
Yeah.
I was super impressed by his performance in both of these movies.
He's great, man. When he gets angry, he's fucking angry. Especially in Last Jedi when he's yelling all his lines.
After revisiting both films, I agree. I thought there was something off, but it was that not knowing what to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
And as the more I've seen him, especially in Jedi, when he fucking loses his shit, especially when he wants that ship shot down, it's fucking fantastic. Like, I want a print of that shot right there where he's just super pissed, you know, pointing out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even his soft-spoken lines, his delivery is very cool.
He's trying to do that whole teacher thing.
Yeah, it's just his delivery. I'm impressed by his delivery.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have made Maz a practical makeup character.
I think the difficulty would be with the glasses. They would have had to CG that, so at that point it was probably just cheaper to do the whole fucking thing. Especially, like, I don't know. It's me.
Boyega hides his accent very well, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Almost unnoticeable.
Yeah, I don't think I ever hear him break in the two movies. Daisy really breaks the whole time. She's trying to do this American movie. So. It's a joke.
Oh, so I didn't pick it up. Like, he's trying to desert the ongoing thing with his character.
Right.
Take it, bitch.
That would have been a better line. I think he said that right on when.
He said that in the first three takes, and then JJ's like, come on. Don't call him a bitch. Everyone's thinking it, you're saying it. Not cool.
Lull in the story. But we will be coming in late.
Yep.
What's that?
So this is kind of like a lull right here, but
oh.
good vision from Tar.
Mm-hmm.
Which stuff that we haven't even seen Last Jedi yet. So.
Right. Well, we did get to see a part of it, which I liked.
Yeah. Did you, every time I saw that porg yell on the ship, every time.
Fucking porgs. Like, the. I would have enjoyed the porgs more if they. There, well, although, like a Star Wars movie, because they have like 26 different endings, there seemed to be multiple moments where it was like Chewie was showing that he was fed up with the porgs, and so he knocks them out of the way, and then they're right there again. It's like, all right, come on. Like, us as audiences, at least as me, they were fine for, like, they showed them, they were, you know, inhabiting the island. You clearly saw that they were an infestation, if you will, as they are now nesting on the ship. But then when it came to like the chewing of the wires and the upholstery, it was like, that's when it lost me. I was like, come the fuck on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got a giggle in my theater, but.
Yeah, none of that bothered me.
Oh, here you go, Alex. BBA going up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a chap, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was, his question wasn't how he got down them, it's how we got them up them.
Same way.
He rolls up?
Fucking rolls up.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's strong like that. He got a very strong core. The Maz says that she finds this saber, right, Kupka?
Right, yeah. And that's a story for another time.
I feel like that's going to be... didn't Return of the King open up with Smeagol on the fishing boat?
Yeah.
Is that... And she does have to rebuild the saber.
I just think of that opening scene for when Maz says, like, she... like. This found her. She found it. I'm like, oh, it's kind of like Smeagol. These are pretty cool visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jumps to the side. That's pretty cool. There it is. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Knights of Ren. Kylo.
Which is supposed to be Rian Johnson's trilogy.
Oh, really? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no, not the Knights of Ren, sorry. He's actually, the Revan storyline is what's hoped for him to be doing. The Knights of Revan.
Oh.
Revanites. Old school. It's in the Force, Knights of the Old Republic. It's way, 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 way in the past. Like, super far in the past.
Yeah, I mean,
I would be like super stoked with that. That's where, see, and this is where I think it kind of goes back to, do we want to see somebody that strong in the Force again? When it was, you know, at its height, like it was, everyone was so powerful, but they've kind of gone away from that. So in that kind of storyline, you would get your ultimate badasses, I feel. I feel you'd get all the fucking lightsaber nonsense that people have been fucking bitching about not seeing. That's what you get in that kind of story. If you go future, you could. I just don't know how much validity it'll hold, knowing where, you know, how far, they'd have to go super far in the future for that.
I know nothing about that stuff. I'll have to watch the first of the trilogy to decide whether I want to continue this trilogy.
So after this, so after episode 9, you can be fine with and be done with Star Wars?
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, I didn't like Rogue One. I'm not looking forward to Solo. I mean, if they further this storyline, I'm into it. If they do 10, 11, 12,
So it would have to be a continuation, just not in the same world? Because, like, you can go and watch Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon, right now, and it fits into this stuff.
Nah, I don't really care for that. I want actors. Cartoons.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Where is this scene happening, Kupka?
Okay. Miles away from anywhere near the cannon. And this is especially seen when they bring up the plans for it. When they talk about how huge this base is compared to the original Death Star, what seems to be more of a level plane is much greater in distance because of the actual diameter, where it feels like they could be right on top of it. They're really not. And you'll see that when they show a faraway shot. Like, you can, at least I think you can see what I'm talking about at that point.
I can never figure out the geography of this.
I mean, this is clearly near where, you know, they launch it from, but it's... So it would be... Okay, so where they're at right now, all that coming through is... All right, that's all where it came from. Right now where they're at, they're like at least 75 miles away.
Yeah. Like, between the top and the hole, maybe the middle.
Somewhere around there, yeah. The taint area, if you will. The thing I love most about that was the splintering off. Like, that was badass.
Are you there, Rick? Did you pass that?
No, I'm getting there.
Oh,
it's happening now.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So it's like, oh, we're going to take the moons and the planets. Fuck them all. The whole system.
Track. Taking out Vulcan with the JJ Star Trek.
Is that really what that was?
No, it looks, it just looks reminiscent of it.
Yeah, no, it totally does.
Excuse me, sorry about that. I just had to sneeze in my Force
Awakens. Where's Rey? You fucking left, dude.
I think that's his only line in The Last Jedi.
Where's Rey?
Where's Rey? Taking her shit. Leave me alone, Rey. And then there's also the possible storyline of her and Poe being related, brother and sister, right, Kupka?
Really? Right, that's kind of rumored as well, yeah. Especially with how they meet at the
great
end.
Great shot.
Yeah, very Top Gun-ish.
Is it going to be a volleyball team?
Maybe.
Hope so. Which is another great commentary this site has dished out.
Tom and Terry, huh?
Dipping into the hard liquor now. Maz's statue. Gonna get a beat down now.
Like, fuck you, statue.
Boom.
Jesus.
Hate statues.
I don't know if I like the design of that ship or not.
I kind of do. I mean, the wings are a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks kind of menacing.
Oh, are you talking about Kylo Ren's ship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've been struggling. I want to get a couple of the other sets that Lego's put out, and the Kylo Ren one's one that I'm tossing back and forth because it's not that expensive, and I'm with you. I think the wings look rather menacing, and I think that sitting there folded up just is pretty badass.
I think my problem is that when they fold up a little bit more, it almost looks like a fucking bug or something.
Your dog?
You're a dog.
Oh, man, there's a tracking shot coming up, Cup. Oh, I love that, the no-look.
Mm-hmm.
The
no-look.
The tracking shot is one of my favorites.
But Han Solo looks every bit of 77, or however old he is.
Yes.
Like, just running down those rocks, all gingerly and shit.
Leave him alone. All right, here's the gun.
So he said, that's what it is. He says, can I try that?
Well, what is he going to say? Can I borrow that?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it just flows better off the tongue.
Yeah.
So when they have a baton battle in the third one, are people going to bitch about that? Or I should say in episode 9? Because we had it in Jedi. We have it here.
Mm.
Well, if the stormtroopers are in it and that is their deadliest weapon, we're going to see it. We're going to complain about every blaster we see?
I mean, until they hit something, yeah.
Jax. If Jax was in Star Wars, I would not.
It'd be the
watch.
Best.
No, it wouldn't.
I'd be the best.
No.
Jack Solo.
He was Kylo Ren. What if fucking Charlie Hunnam was Kylo Ren? That'd be the worst day ever.
What if he didn't take off his helmet for 2 movies and then the 3rd movie he finally takes off and he's like, did you miss me?
But the Kylo Ren mask doesn't disguise the Jack's voice. It's still this. It's still. What are you doing? Come with me. Let me show you the Force. Takes off his mask. Like, let me still show you the Force.
But they're Nike Force white kicks.
Oh my god! Stop it.
I just threw. I just burped.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so this tracking shot's kind of like the Avengers tracking shot. You know how it cuts from one Avengers to the next Avenger. You know that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't like pass off the camera. Kind of just is with Poe and Finn.
In the right.
Scene. Like right here, the X-wing, and then Finn gets back in the shot. See, it's still the same one shot. Finn. I just fucking love that. I love that fucking show. And they don't even know that it's them still, which is really
great. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. That is a great shot.
And with her lineage, Kupka, if we're trying to figure it out, do you think her British accent is the Jakku?
Like Jakku accent?
Or is that, like, because Kenobi's British, so, like, Han and Leia aren't. Or did she pick up?
It would, well.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess it would depend on how old she was when her parents sold her away.
That's what I'm saying. Did she pick it up from who?
I would say she would have had to. She definitely picked it up from Jakku. Because if she... Hell, my wife spends a weekend in Jersey. She's already talking like that when she gets back. So, she definitely picked it up from the planet.
Okay.
What was that move, Stormtrooper? He goes, request air support, and then he does like a circle thing with his fucking hand.
It's the hair that guy has. No one really likes that guy. Do you like the Kylo Ren mask design? Yes.
It's okay. I don't have a huge problem with it. I kind of like the black and silver together.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the silver part is... I mean, that was the whole thing about Darth Vader's mask, right? Like, it looks like a fucking skull.
Uh-huh.
And Kylo Ren's doesn't really look like anything. I mean, it looks like, you know, like one of my stainless steel appliances.
The whole mouth piece and the nose piece is one flat piece.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like when he takes it off, the mouthpiece kind of like comes out. That's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
I love that BB-8 is an all-terrain droid.
Mm.
With this smooth surface.
Fuck you, deserter.
Now we get our intro to Carrie Fisher. We got it. Someone was saying, I forget if it was on spoiler show, Harrison and Carrie interact doesn't feel right. I think it's great in this. I don't have a problem with it at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. It wasn't the spoiler cast.
But someone, it's too forced, it doesn't feel real, or...
No chemistry
no
or
chemistry.
Anything.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. I mean, first of all, it's supposed to be awkward, one. Two, they're in this huge... They have a huge problem because of their son.
Mm-hmm.
Three, they still love each other. So it's just kind of a bunch of emotions. And I feel like they show it all.
Especially her dentures.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the trailer for Force Awakens, though, right?
Yes.
Like the scene. Actually, that's not coming up yet. I'll bring it up later.
Although, did I see the second one? I think I saw the second one in the theater. I didn't avoid that one. I just avoided watching it on the on my computer first.
Later on when Finn and Poe walk by each other before battle, like you don't know whether they hate each other or the way it's shot in the trailer when this was
right.
Game faces on. These two are really great together, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go to the bar with these two guys. Fucking Poe gives away jackets and shit. I want a friend that gives away
jackets. It's a pretty sweet jacket. I wouldn't give it away.
Right? This guy's giving away jackets.
So what happened with the relationship between Leia and Han? Is that ever explained or no? Did I miss it?
It isn't, but you get the feeling because of what he's off doing, at least I do anyway, that... They're split up. They had the son, you know. Maybe it's probably when he went off that you know drove a divide between them.
Uh-huh.
I think it's when Kylo, like Luke, failed Kylo, and once Kylo went to the dark side, I think Han kind of.
So how long has he been on the dark side then?
I don't know. A
couple of weeks.
He just tried out for it. And on the left,
I know that we find out in the comics that took place how C-3PO gets his red arm. Like, I know that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how. I just know it's in the books.
Fisher's daughter is in this scene. And she's in it Last Jedi a lot, too. Actually, she's the first one that speaks in The Last Jedi. Fucking R2.
Fucking R2.
You don't realize how big R2 is.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty huge. I thought the red arm meant like the resistance arm. You know, like how people wear ribbons and shit.
Yeah, like armbands and shit?
Yeah, I thought that's why he had the red arm. I could be wrong, though. Maybe he lost
it. Well, there's even some stormtroopers that have like a red shoulder pad and shit. Saw that.
Oh, he did lose it, and then they just put on a replacement?
Yeah, and you find out how or what exactly happened in the comics.
That's the shit I don't care about.
That's why I want him to train with Luke. We've lost him.
I don't think Carrie Fisher looks that bad here.
I'm better than she does now.
Whoa. My God.
You don't know.
Oh, stop saying S words. God damn it. We lost our fun. He's lost. He's so lost.
He's so pretty, that swift, super guy.
It's either dentures or like they burn the roof of their mouth like hot soup or some shit. You know?
Cross services. It's cross services. Solo.
Solo.
That guy's from Law. That Asian guy. Oh, and Saw, I think. Cop and Saw. You guys remember that movie Saw?
I do.
Never watched a single one of them.
Really?
Nope.
You should definitely check out the first.
Yeah, definitely the first.
I've seen them all. I love them. That's my franchise.
Really? This is news to me.
You don't know that? I fucking love it. I've seen every single one in the movie theater, except the first one. Because it was like so... it barely got released when it came out in Chicago, so I wasn't able to see it. So I AMG'd that shit. And yeah, ever since, theater for me, man. Own them all on DVD.
Wow.
Except the last one. I didn't buy that one. Because they usually have some stupid, like, gimmicky packaging. And I'll buy hard physical media for that. Like, I just picked... What's that?
He puts the helmet like in ashes. He slams it down like in the.
Yeah, it's in. It's he crushes Vader's helmet or whatever.
That's where the helmet was burned in.
He probably I don't know how, but he has Vader's old helmet and decaying skull. So my guess is like, yeah, that's. I'm sure somebody kept it as an artifact for some reason. It was probably at the Jedi Temple.
He's going to have to off before he puts it back on. He's going to get dust all over him. such a neat freak. I fucking see things like that.
And then he fucking just breaks out into another tantrum. Got dust all over me. Fuck.
The dust.
Kills Man. 9 stormtroopers.
What was it this time?
There's some awesome, some of the funniest moments with the stormtroopers, like when he's throwing a fit and they just like stop, look at each other, and turn right back around and go walk down the other hallway.
Yeah.
That's like a Family Guy type fit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like there was this humanization of them I think they tried doing it in the prequels, but more specifically now, and I fucking love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because when you're little, you don't know what the stormtroopers are, whether they're human or
right.
Definitely humanize them in this one, especially with Finn. Imagine reading the description of this scene in a script for the first time, and like it's never been done before in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
The villain raises his hand towards her face.
Yeah.
They don't say anything. Don't say anything.
They don't say anything for minutes at a time.
They just it's such a funny description. But now they can put in tries to use the force to get information out of her brain. But the first time it had to read so silly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such like a little kid.
Yeah, he is.
She's a good quarterback, but I could throw further. I'm really good. Put me in, coach.
Shut up, okay? Nobody asked you.
These two are like little twin brothers. They're like fucking Thor brothers. Thor and Loki over here. Did we lose Kupka?
And then fucking Hux next movie is just like playing with the, any scene is the Benny Hill music playing in the background.
I don't remember if I asked this on the spoiler cast. I think I might have had this new revelation. Does he call him General Hugs in the beginning of Jedi?
Does he?
H-U-G-S.
Oh, it's possible. You're gonna.
I think he does, because every time Hux responds, he says, "This is Hux," as in, "You're not pronouncing my name correctly, asshole." Mm. And then it goes into the, you know, he's tooling you or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is Daniel Craig, by the way.
Yes, it is. Now, when it didn't work the first time, what did you guys think? Like, awesome? And did the second time she tried it, did that make it better? Or what do you think here?
Yeah, I think it's fucking awesome. I think it's awesome that it didn't work. Because it kind of just shows that she's not all that focused, there, right?
Yeah.
How does she know to do that specifically, though?
Well, and again, that's like, I feel like that's part of the tale of the OG3. Like, oh, dude, and then guess what? Fucking, you know, Obi-Wan goes up to a droid and makes him just go away by saying these are not the droids you're looking for. You know, that's what she, so that through folklore, mm-hmm. that's how she was able to go, like, you know, that's why she's able to do anything. It's because of the legend, the story, the fairy tale of Obi-Wan Kenobi and, you know, Luke Skywalker.
Well, that's what Rian Johnson did so well, showing you that those kids were talking about the tale of Luke Skywalker. And
right, yeah,
actually, right. Luke
Skywalker calling himself a legend. Like, he knew that people knew of him.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so fucking funny.
Right here. Yep. Yeah. Well, hang on.
Yeah. Kylo's fucking spazzing out again.
Kylo. Hux, man. This guy plays this part so well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah, he's had quite the career coming up as well.
Yep.
Him and fucking Poe and Ex Machina together.
Yep. Love me some Ex Machina.
There's J.J. Abrams, what is he called? Lucky Charm, this guy. Greg.
That guy. Rump. Yeah, yeah.
Puts him in everything. Starkiller Base.
You actually might even be able to see it on that map where they were standing if they go back to it.
They show her daughter. And I think her daughter has the buns. The hair bun.
The buns. Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Saw her?
Mm-hmm. She's next to J.J. Abrams' guy. I forget the guy's name.
Greg Grunberg.
Yeah.
Guys like Donald Sutherland.
So, my dog received a Phasma chew toy for Christmas.
Mm.
Basically, the torso is like that really strong rope. Well, what wasn't strong was the string that was used to attach the rope to Phasma's body. So now it's just one giant long rope to chew on.
Nice.
With Phasma at the end of it. So if that stays together, I may use it as a tug toy.
See this shot right here, the two of them.
All right, bro. Yeah, good one.
You didn't know that they had their game faces on the trailer. Like, who are these two guys?
Well, see, and at that moment, the first time I saw it, I thought they had their gay faces on.
Oh!
Oh,
oh my God.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
But I thought that they were hinting at a possible relationship with those two. And that the how Finn reacted, him fumbling when he came in contact with Rey, was more of a... you know, not because he never did that before, but because it wasn't not for a girl. So,
you think they're going that route with this? You think they're going to do it?
I don't know. I think it's still possible. They totally should. They totally, yeah, absolutely, they should.
Piss people off.
And just think about it. Like, Finn did not kiss back when Rose kissed him. Now, whether that was shock or the fact that he's just not into women. I don't know.
AJ did that in Star Trek. He made Sulu.
Right.
Yeah. In the third one. Trek Beyond.
Okay, Kylo's helmet works when he has the hood up. And when it's down, it looks stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I think
because like it's much smaller than.
Yeah.
Than the way it looks on his shoulders. It looks weird.
Right.
Like a fucking pinhead.
This is cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit.
And the reveal of the forest, they're all quiet. Not yet, obviously. It's a lack of shit.
Oh, Chewie just fucking yelling at Han.
Right there. Boom.
God damn.
So cool.
Jesus.
This ship is being beat to shit.
It totally is.
From the escape of Jakku to this. But yeah, it's still the baddest ship.
That's like, yeah. I think that's the one thing that everybody can agree upon is that the Millennium Falcon is the baddest motherfucker out there.
Mm. Yeah. It's kind of a penis head about the hood. I like those creatures down below. Oh, it's real quick.
Do you see them up close or no?
No.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Just down the wide shot? No.
I saw them.
Oh, right there. They're the back right. Maybe if they show them again. Ah, fuck it. This is great Han right here.
That's not how the Force works.
See, it's still... Guys, they think you can just use it.
Yeah.
Such a little weasel, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him.
Now, Ex Machina was after this, right? Or it was at least released after?
I think it was after this.
Yeah. I had a hard time taking him seriously for the first little bit of Ex Machina because of that. I don't know. It felt weird to me.
2014?
2014, this was 15.
Before it.
Yeah, it was before.
Then maybe it was vice versa.
Different movie.
That's what. Yeah. No. Yes, it was. No, it was seeing him in this role after seeing him in Ex Machina, which just rewatched recently, and god damn it, that movie's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a print everybody got excited about for that movie that came out this year. I don't know. I didn't think it was all that great, but there are a lot of people looking for it. One of them, hard to come by Mondos, I believe.
Mm.
Now, how does she know where that leads to?
Okay, I was just thinking that. I'm thinking maybe because...
it's similar to the build-out of the Death Star?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, see, I was going to go another route, but I would have been wrong. I was going to say, because I forgot they're on Starkiller Base. I was going to say, the Star Destroyer that's on Jakku. I thought you kind of...
Jakku.
Hmm.
I think she just knows that shit. She's pretty good. Let it go. Let it go.
I mean,
no, I know.
Question.
We got a nitpick. I'm gonna nitpick something later. Some fucking someone standing on the wrong side. You should be.
I'll always ask questions like that just to be a dick about things. But no, I don't let it bother me. It's like it's one of those things. It's like there's got to be access points, right? Like there's a handle. Let me see what the handle does. Oh, it opens this fucking door up, or it could have dropped her to her fucking death. Like fortunately, in this instance, the Force was with her.
I think she's just badass and. She's gonna take chances. And she'll figure a way.
Huh? Fucking light it up, bitch.
Poe in the cockpit is great, no matter what.
Yeah.
Bring so much energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the criticism that he's kind of like a one-dimensional character, but I don't fucking care.
No,
I don't agree with that 100%, but I can see where that argument could be made. Yeah. I still like him.
He's just a hothead pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cruise and Top Gun.
Exactly.
Is this the Tom Cruise fucking Top Gun cast or what? Should be.
I didn't know how I felt about this the first time I saw this.
Oh, the head nodding thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I never had a problem with that one.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I see there was a scene with Chewie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think their whole relationship is more of the female gay best friend.
Maybe they'll be just the brother and sister. Not real brother and sister, but that type of
that's her brother? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, God, Kupka.
Way to get racist on this show, Pete. Way to be a dick.
Watch out for Groundfire. Oh, look, Han's on the right.
Mm-hmm. See him? Yeah.
On the left.
No, they turned. No, they turned around.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. I think it's a really bad editing mistake.
Maybe they did turn around. I don't know.
No, they didn't fucking turn around.
Yeah, they showed him from the back, and then they showed him turned around from the front for some reason.
I'm going to go with they turned around just so there's no problems. See, this is for the beginning. She pulls this out, which is scavenging.
But
ship, though.
But she knows what it does, which is what I went with.
Yeah.
She's familiar with the schematics.
Right.
So we're coming. Copy, this wasn't spoiled for you, correct?
Correct.
What was the impact like for you, not knowing this was happening?
I think... God, I've seen it so many times at this point. I was bummed. I was like, it was fine that he died. I wasn't like, oh shit, I want to see more Han Solo. I just don't remember like how hard I took it or not, or if I took it hard at all.
And Alex, you knew, I'm sure, before going.
Yeah, I totally knew.
Did it impact you at all?
Not that I heard it, I just guessed it, bro. I thought it impacted me just that it was cool, like they're doing it on this bridge, it's a father-son thing, you know, kind of reminds me of Empire a bit.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me, I was on Reddit before I watched Last Jedi, and it was just a fucking whatever subreddit, you know, just one I browse, and it was a top comment, and the response to that was by somebody that had got their account deleted, and it just said a bunch of spoilers for Last Jedi. And it was like every reply to the top comments. Like, people are just fucking dirtbags.
See, people, that shit needs to be punishable by death.
I
the only way anyone's gonna learn is if they start dying for it. Like, too much sanctity of life. Bullshit. You're an asshole. Done. Stop it. We don't need any more.
What do you think about their name, Ben?
I thought Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Just asking.
Yeah, I thought it was silly.
Harrison Ford's son's name in real life is Ben.
Oh, is it really?
Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. How's your wife know?
Yeah, Ben Solo sounds silly. I don't know how Leia gave her approval on that one.
Or maybe it is Obi-Wan Solo, and they call him Ben.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't have that much attachment with Obi-Wan to call their son Ben.
Well, Leia would, right?
I don't think they like...
No, because she was in House Organa. That's why she's all, like, general and political and whatnot.
But she did say, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Riley Hope.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, it's true. We don't know her. And that's... See, while I get behind it doesn't look good, and we've talked about this in the spoiler cast, those are the stories I do want to know about, is what has Leia done this entire time? We know her as the leader of the Rebel Army. Like,
she got
her
teeth fixed.
And she got her teeth fixed.
So maybe we'll get a Leia story. You get Solo, and then you get Organa.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I don't want the Han Solo story. It doesn't need to happen. You know what he does.
There's only one Han Solo.
Oh, now let me ask you this, because this has been something that's also been brought up. How would you feel if it was found out that his race that he won in however many parsecs, that he cheated?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
Isn't there also rumors that his real name isn't Han Solo?
That I don't know.
I thought I read that somewhere. So, like, we were going to hear his real name in the Solo movie. Maybe. Who cares about this stuff? Like, what are we going to see? Him and Chewie meeting for the first time and his relationship with Lando? Like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's just going to be a straight origin story?
Well, I don't think we're going to get him as a fucking 7-year-old, but I think we're going to get him being a smuggler. That's going to be the movie. Maybe getting the Millennium, right? Because isn't the Millennium Falcon Lando ship first?
I believe so.
We're going to see him get Lando's ship. We're going to see him probably put an ad out for a co-pilot, and there's going to be a montage of people he meets, and then
he's just throwing their resumes in the garbage and shit.
Yeah, like in Mystery Men, where they're looking for superheroes and shit. Like looking for co-pilots, and then Chewie comes up. He's like, "Oh," he's like, "I don't understand what you're saying." And then Chewie does like something like really cool. He's like, "All right, you're hired. I'll learn how to speak your language one day." And then boom, co-pilot. We don't have a ship. And then they meet Lando. And then he gets the ship off Lando. I don't know. I feel like it's like, you know what the fuck's going to happen in this movie.
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I did.
That sucks, man. That really sucks.
I really wanted to witness it. Like, I was kind of envious of people that got to feel that without knowing that it was happening.
Yeah, I could see where you would want to not know that that happened. Now, I don't understand why Chewie didn't shoot at him again, because he was down.
Maybe because he knows it's his son or something, and he doesn't want to kill his family. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Plus, we need Kylo for two other movies.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I guess.
Well, Chewie wants to get out of there because he needs to blow the hole for Poe to fly it.
It's true.
So he was just trying to... He had to shoot those troopers to get past them. I don't know. They're on a time limit. See, so there's the hole.
You ever use that line, "My weapon will fire in 2 minutes"?
That girl.
What was it?
That girl that said that is the receptionist at the JJ's company, Bad Robot. She's the receptionist there, and they needed to get that line in there, so they shot that scene.
Nice.
You know, those are great.
So whenever anybody goes to Bad Robot, they can be like, "Hey, you were in Star Wars."
Exactly. Punches this. What?
I think it's odd that the black dude in this movie is the biggest white knighter in this movie. He's just always like, "Stay away from her. I'll protect you."
Well, he loves her.
Yeah, but in a GBF way, a la Kupka.
Yeah. Belongs to me. I like all his delivery. Maybe I just like his voice.
That was a good line. Come get
it. Have you watched Silence yet?
Me no. Why? Is he good in it?
I'm interested to hear your take. I have to revisit it again because of how much of an appreciation I've gained for him.
See, I just don't like fucking Andrew Garfield, man. I don't like that actor at all. That's a number one reason that's keeping me away from Silence.
Oh, man. I understand that, then.
I haven't seen anything that I've liked him in.
It's his face, right? You want to punch his face?
Fucking punch his face. Just like that. One that. Saber up the back. This is a cool fucking bit right here. Is this a fuck yeah moment?
Fuck yeah, it is. Yeah! Hell yeah, bitch.
She's even shocked.
Yeah.
She didn't know that shit was going to happen.
So is Kylo Ren, well, he's not a Jedi Knight because the order doesn't exist anymore, right?
That's a detailed argument you don't want to get into.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm getting at with it is that Finn really held his own for a bit.
Yeah.
Against a fucking Jedi not Knight.
A Jedi's a good guy that uses the Force.
There's Dark Jedi.
Dark Jedi?
Yes. And Grey Jedi.
Yes, which is what Rey's supposedly...
Jedis aren't good guys?
Not necessarily.
I thought they're just bad guys.
The Force is like two sides of the same coin, right?
Yes. Force is the balance. So the Jedi Order is exactly that. It's like, I don't know, I don't know what to compare it to for you.
Is it like the Suns and the Mayans?
Yes, in a way. It would be that in a way, yes.
So the Force is motorcycle gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought the Jedi were good people that had the Force. If the good Jedi goes bad, then they're no longer Jedi. Then they're bad guys that have the Force.
If you follow the dark side of the Force, you're considered a dark Jedi, to my knowledge and understanding. Right. That's why you have your light side and dark side of the Force. And being a Jedi would be a member of the Order of the Jedi, who just happen to claim themselves as the ultimate in the users of the Force. They are like the end-all, be-all, you know, creators, if you will. They're the ones who did nothing but study it for so many years. This is why it's been around for thousands of years.
It's like being a cop. There's good cops and bad cops.
Essentially, yes. Yes. Perfect way to do it.
They're on the Force.
Right. And that's why, like, so in the OG3, it was the Empire. In this, it's the First Order. Like, that's there's these different factions of, you know, that's where it would be more of the Mayans and the fucking the Suns. Like, that's
okay, that makes sense. There's different sects
for the Force. Yeah, there's different sects out there. Like, the storyline that is taking place in the game The Old Republic is, which I still have to get through, is one where it's a brother and sister who were in control of the Force after their father died but has taken over my personal Jedi, who happens to be a follower of the light side. So I have this confliction within me because I'm, you know... But again, it's a different... I forget what the name of that group is called, but completely separate from anything that's happening now. Like, that's why the Revanites... Like, that's a story that's out there that they want to see on the screen. Like, you know, it would be like them spinning off and doing the Mayans fucking TV show. Mm, so,
okay.
Kind of that thing. But I'm done rambling. I love this fucking moment. Yeah.
Wait, real quick, though. Going back to Jedi, and it could be good, it could be bad. Then why is the fucking number 8 called The Last Jedi? Because if Kylo Ren's a Jedi...
Because he never succeeded under a Jedi Master. He broke off and became a different sect. So that's why you would have the Knights of Ren. It would be the Order of the Knights of Ren. So that's what that would be. And if that blew up...
Certificate.
Say that again.
He didn't get his Jedi certificate. Is that what you're telling me?
No, because his fucking uncle tried to kill him in his sleep.
But that's what it is. So you get your little Jedi certificate, and then you or bad, and you're still considered a Jedi.
Essentially, yes.
It's terrible. I don't like it. I don't like this fucking canon bullshit. Fucking canon.
There's too many hands in the pot for the for there to be like a singular
exactly. That's why there's canon. that's why there's been such arguments about what is and what isn't. And they're up until the prequels, the only thing that was canon were the OG three. Then the prequels come in, and then there's been things here or there which are now in the canon of the universe, but people are calling bullshit because there's these other stories that are so much better, according to them, and how the lore should go. I mean, you have this, you know, sitting around for how many years, you have nothing but fans writing the story. Some of these fans are great fucking writers. Like, why not?
Yeah.
You know? Like, why not take this awesome universe that has been created by those that adored what sparked it? You know, they talk about the spark in the Jedi.
Yeah, well, it's almost like a victim in itself because, you know, the only reason why there's so many different, there's no singular canon for the universe is because of fucking, you know, they want to sell more toys and shit.
A reason why we've never seen a sequel to Spaceballs because one of the stipulations of him giving that to them was, all right, but I want all the merchandise rights. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? So when he said that, that's why the scene is in the movie of him selling the fucking merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they were like, you know, all right, this is what we think about your fucking merchandising. What are we going to do, sell a flamethrower? Like, stop it.
Yep.
Like, it's a spoof movie. There is no money here. But to go back to the, Pete, you watched the, Toys We Grew Up On, right? And you talked about the Kenner Corporation and their deal with Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one reason why, because he got fucked on the first 2 years. What did you say? They split a nickel?
They split a nickel. Him and not Fox. Fox, right? 20th Century Fox?
I believe, yeah. So I know, and I know how big those fucking toys were that year. Like, that's... That sucks. That's losing a lot of money.
This is a problem fans had. You have Chewie,
mm-hmm,
just pulled by Leia, not consoling each other over Han right here.
And then, he just right, fucking ghosts her.
This is the first time Rey and Leia ever see each other,
mm-hmm,
and they console each other like they lost their dad or something, you know?
Well, and there you go. Could she know that Han had a daughter and that they just didn't talk about it, or maybe he didn't think she knew. You know, there's a lot of still unknowns, which is great. I'm okay. Like, I love it. I love the fact that there is this constant unknown across the three fucking movies. I am fucking in love with it.
But you're not going to love it if you don't get any answers by the next movie, right?
If it's left completely open-ended, mm-hmm, if they go back to it, if they go back to it and tease that maybe they weren't, or he wasn't telling the truth when he said, you have no, like, nobody, you're from nobody, then I'll be pissed. But if it's done and they don't go back to it at all, completely fine with it. Like, if I have to wait until the end of this movie to be solidified, and that's because they never fucking bring it up again, good on them.
Yeah.
Kupko, R2 waking up here, was that because Han died and Luke felt it and that woke up R2?
Well, and that's what people don't know, because theoretically he's only supposed to wake up when Luke's near, Rey's near, she's the new one. Does she have Luke's blood? Like, that was that whole thing. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the first time I've heard it put that way, and I think you're onto something.
That means R2 has the Force. He feels Luke. Right?
Yeah, by that logic, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's a cool little trivia. These graphics were done by this kid, Andrew Kramer. And JJ found him on YouTube doing like graphic design and hired him, and he did like the first Star Trek opening like
title. Oh, that's awesome.
Holy shit.
So now that guy has a career because of YouTube.
Yelto.
Fucker. alley-oop. So I heard, I think I said this in the spoiler cast, Rian Johnson and JJ worked together on this pilot series. I think BB-8 was supposed to go, or no droid was supposed to go, but Rian Johnson said, you know, I want R2 to go, which plays pretty big. Not big, but that one scene in Last Jedi where he shows the...
Oh, right.
No. So that's pretty cool. I like how all these directors are getting together to help each other out.
Yeah, I think that's something that's been brought up. People say they like, you know, there's been no interaction with them. I feel that there's been plenty, and they're just not letting it on because they don't want any chance of anything getting fucking leaked out. Could be wrong. Like, you know, we'll find out, but I don't know. I think that, especially once I knew that JJ was EP on this, like, you know, he's got to have a couple, a say here or there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah. Well, I wonder, like, we get, but how long is that? Like, JJ was directed 9-4. Like, that could have been, like, 6 months ago that the news was released. JJ's been on set. Kind of saying, oh, this would help me out in 9 if you do this. This would, you know. Mm. God, if I saw these steps, I'd be like, yeah. Can you drop me off up top?
Yeah, why couldn't we land at the top?
This is a real island in Ireland. I heard. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm guessing those birds that are flying aren't supposed to be Borgs at this point. Which you don't really see. They don't look like them, though. I'd be yelling from here. Luke!
Luke, where are you?
Just let me know if I'm going the right way. Did I go too high? She probably feels them too. Right? She has the force.
She's like, yeah, it's that way. It's the one guy standing at the top of this island.
What if you turned around? It wasn't even Luke. He was like,
the robe just drops.
He's just like another Wookiee.
He almost looks like a Wookiee.
He does. Now, I know we're jumping. We're talking about Last Jedi a lot, which is okay because we're hot off. We're hot off of it. What did you think about him tossing?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That was great too. Because it was probably, if I had to write down 5 things that Luke was gonna do,
mm-hmm,
with her showing the saber, that probably would not have been one of them. Which.
And also, his argument, like, I'm just one person. You want one guy with a lightsaber to go against a whole army? What do you think I'm going to do?
He calls it a laser sword.
Laser sword. Even better.
Yeah. And he does that, though. Kind of. He goes out there, but he is a hologram, but he does go out there.
Oh, that was so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking love that moment.
So, yeah, this movie was written by this guy. I thought it just said Michael Arndt, but then that guy, it kind of parted ways with him, and then JJ and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that guy originally was supposed to pen the script, but then they didn't like the way it was going, and then JJ and Lawrence Kasdan, the guy who originally wrote Empire Strikes Back,
mm-hmm,
this. So I guess the third guy got credited. Which, yeah, you know, yeah, for that guy.
Fucking A. All right.
Now, where does this rank for you guys in the series, real quick, before we head out?
Oh, shit. Or, if I can write this down.
You say it's fourth?
Yeah, I mean, it's... this is very close to the original trilogy, man. If I could put the original trilogy in this in one spot, I would.
Sure.
Very complete.
Yeah. This is gonna... I don't know. I can't decide for the third position for episode four in this.
Okay.
And you like Last Jedi better than this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's do it soon. All right. That's going to do it for Binge Media Binge Cast commentary of Star Wars The Force Awakens. Boys, we will do this next time for episode 9.
So real quick, there's more than 10 minutes of credits.
See, that's why I asked you, Pete, if there was a after the credits scene. Because I was like, there still looks like there's a lot of movies or a lot of film to go.
There's just that many fucking psychos involved making this goddamn thing.
I admit, you know, this is the third time I saw Last Jedi today, and I left. I'm sorry that I left before when the credits started rolling, and I missed in loving memory of Carrie Fisher. I missed that, but I did get to see that today, which was really cool. And they played the Leia theme song during that, so
yeah,
I didn't even know that was a thing. Hey, you see that BB-8 voice consultants, Bill Hader, Ben Schwartz.
Oh wow! Holy shit!
Yeah.
How many people just involved in the fucking voice casting of it? Mm-hmm. But the additional voices, I mean, a lot of artists.
Yeah, no after credits for this.
No, never is.
No.
Nobody would sit for fucking 10 minutes. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you like look down at your wrist, it's like, oh, it's still. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's like 10 to 15 minutes of credits. There had to be at least 15 for fucking Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure there's the same amount of credits, if not more.
That's what I'm saying.
But they cut those with.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like when they do that.
This is the time to show trailers. Fucking put the credits to the side and then show the trailers on the right. I hate sitting through trailers now in the theater, man. It's like the worst thing. If a movie starts at 10 o'clock, I want the movie to start at 10 o'clock. I don't want it to start at 10:30.
You know, I think I'm going to start... So how... They have to have... So have you guys noticed that... they put the actual time you'll get out of the movie when you look up movie times now?
I've never seen this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I believe it is in the Fandango app, or is it just the MoviePass app? Either way, Pete, you can check that out.
Oh, wow.
It actually shows, like, actual running time, like, time the movie will be over. So you can plan, because you don't know how long the credits are, so... I'm going to start doing some math and paying attention and, yeah, just getting there right when the movie's starting. Because, like, who's really going to bitch about you walking in front of a trailer?
No one. Everyone's on their phones, by the way, when I'm in a theater and the trailer's going on. Everyone's
right. Like, that's the time to walk in. So I think I'm going to start doing that.
You know what I always thought? I don't know if maybe you guys have an argument for this, but I always thought that there should be a ticker like on the bottom right of the screen, letting you know as a audience member when the film's about to start, whether if you need to go to the bathroom or go get snacks or something, letting you know, like, all right, there's 4 minutes left of trailers or something.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So you don't know whether that trailer that's on right now is the last one or if there's 6 more to go.
And what if you really have to go pee all of a sudden? You're like, shit, I can go. I got 2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes.
Or do I have fucking 6 minutes? Mm-hmm. And then I can grab it, you know.
And I can take a dump.
Yeah. What if you got a surprise poop? Law feel, you know, the man has these issues.
Yeah, I think a quick one.
There should be a countdown clock letting people know. Unless they don't want people to know and to have you sit through the trailers, because then you're losing ticket holders. But I don't. How many people are actually seeing these trailers for the first time in the theaters if they're not seeking out trailers online?
That's a good point.
Oh man, I've seen that downsizing trailer. Oh my god.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh my god, I hate it. Fucking hate that movie now. I've never even seen it. I hate it. I'm not watching it.
It's so stupid.
And the days go by. The
water. No.
Yeah, thanks.
Like, nope, good.
I think.
Vodka bottle. It's so douchey now.
I think if we search for the most used term on our Facebook page, it would be, well, I actually think it would be a tight toss-up between allegedly and cocksucker. Like, it's one of the two.
Allegedly, cocksucker.
I think allegedly is up there, especially this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Did you see? No, you didn't. We were recording. We are still recording. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's bounce. Let's get the fuck out of here. Let the people go.
Or else
they're going to start thinking that there's way more content and we're just fucking rambling. Like these credits are.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you next time. See you.
Later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough soup.
I'm a girl.